Amen. And worship. Can we just sit down? You know, Paul was talking about the Gentiles singing about the mercies of the Lord, that they will praise him for his mercy. Praise God. One of the things we've been doing, which we call pillars, which we are doing, we go to these different books and we look at them. One of the learning we have to do is to see the church as together. When Jesus came, he was a Jew, he was a Jewish man, and God sent him to offer to the rest of the world salvation. And, you know, but Jesus said to the woman at the well, salvation is from the Jews, but it's for us all. And so the Jews, if you look at your Bible, almost all the books there were written by the Jews. In fact, when God was looking for a person to talk to the non-Jewish world about his plan, he got one of the core Pharisees to do the job. And many of us have sat down with Paul's letter. We've enjoyed it. But it's easy to forget that we are not only Gentiles. Please don't turn. You either put it off or you want to put it off. Put it on back and then we put it off on the wall over here. Thank you. So because manipulating the air can give us trouble. Don't worry. Okay, just put it off over here. All right, thank you. You need fan. Sometimes you don't need fan. Hallelujah. This time to put fan on for everybody. All right. Praise God. Where do we stop? So we're talking about the Jews. And we never thought that, of course, we are Gentiles, but it's good to also look at it from their own side point of view. So if you see all these letters like Paul wrote them, then we saw James, Peter, John, they were disciples of Jesus working with him, and they were also talking to the Jews. Paul was a Jew himself. And let's see things from their perspective about our Christian faith. That's why we're talking about James, Peter, and John. They work with Jesus. Everybody has some discoloration of who we are. And when I go to the book, sometimes it kind of confuses me. But let's look at something today. Let's go to chapter 1, 1 Peter. To just examine our faith from their perspective. We were not God's people to start with. But they were from birth God's people, you know. Somebody said, why did God choose Paul? Why did he just get him like that? He didn't choose Paul just because he was just a sinner running around the place. He was a Jew that belonged to God. So that's why I grabbed him. Praise God. Praise God. We Gentiles were not born into the family of God from our birth, but they were born as God's people. Let's look at chapter 1, 1 Peter. I want you to look at verse 3. Give us an NLT on the screen. It will be very beautiful to read it in a very clear English. That is modern. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. Now just imagine, this was a Jew who had experienced the blessings of God, who had believed that God wanted them to be blessed, and then who had experienced different mercies of God. But here he was standing and saying that great mercy of God is our salvation, born again. You know, usually we don't think about mercy when it comes to being born again. We think of mercy more than just like, ah, God forgive me, God had mercy on me, God, you know. But Paul, Peter was saying here, it's by his great mercy that we have been born again. You know, today people just say, my being alive is God's mercy. But actually, that is lower. Your being born again is God's great mercy. Because we don't see born again as a big thing. We just see it as, you're born again, sha, and start living your life. But he said, it is by his great mercy that we have been born again. We have been born again. Because God raised Jesus from the dead. Now, please take a look at this. Can I say something to you? Somebody I was talking to who was in Bible school, and I said, you know what? Abraham was not born again. Huh? He said, huh? I said, David was not born again. Huh? Oh, they were godly. They followed God. But we were born again. Because born again only happened after Christ rose from the dead. He said, because God raised, in fact, Jesus said, prophets and righteous men are trying to look into, we'll see that in a minute over here, what we have today. And you know, we may not see what we have today as heavy, but when we see maybe we are delivered from sickness or delivered from accident, we say, ah, that's great mercy. But our greatest mercy is that we are born again, that we are God's children. Now, we live with what? Great expectation. Now, you see, a lot of time when we talk about born again, people don't see it well. So that's why when we get older, we think the end is death. But we have been born again. That's a new birth. You see, our old birth, our being born, I call it old birth because we say, I'm 55 years old. Am I right? We say old. You know, our old birth ends in death. But our new birth ends in eternity. Praise God, somebody. So stop saying your life that I'm just living, getting old, and I will die. No, it's more than that. You are born again to live with great expectation. Just see that death is just like a departure at the airport, going somewhere else. You'll be amazed that when you die, when you leave your body, you will be much more fully alive than you are alive now. Those who have that kind of experience, they notice that the grain gets greener. I mean, those who have that, they are more highly, more sensitized than, you know, our physical bodies are limiting us. It's not our best. You don't know how much this body is limiting you until you are out of it. Praise God. So we are looking forward with great expectation. We should be waking up every day thanking God that His mercy got us born again. And we're not just heading toward the end. We are no longer under the government of Tinubu per se. We're under the government of God called the kingdom of God. And that kingdom is forever and it will never end. And one day that kingdom will take over the kingdom of this world. Let's clap our hands for Jesus for that. Amen. So that's great. How many of you remember the book Great Expectation? Remember, but I think Charles Dickens or something. Yeah, let's look at next verse quickly. It says, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled. Listen, it didn't say that is kept in heaven from you, but it's kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. Can you look up everybody a minute? I had a problem reading verse like this when I got saved. I will read this kind of verses and I will think, heaven, inheritance, when we die, we'll be there. See, we go to that, when we die again. No. Heaven does not start for a Christian when he dies. Heaven starts with a Christian when he met Christ. We sing now, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. So we enter we have a priceless inheritance that's kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled. Now let's keep reading. Keep on reading with me. Let's read a little bit some more. Can we read on next verse quickly? And through your faith, now this is the confusion one. Through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, ready to be revealed on the last day. You know my confusion? I'm already saved now. What am I going to receive as salvation again? This is where we miss it. You see, that's why all this today, all this craziness about doctrine, once saved, always saved. But this is confusing. Now, I was thinking about, are you here? I was thinking about this. I thought I was already saved. But if you can read the original Greek language, it was saying, you are saved and being saved with further result of salvation. Let me explain that. You know, I was thinking about this recently. I said, Lord, many of us over here, we see salvation like this. We just escape. Am I right? Sorry, for a mirror. Sorry, for a salah, something like that. Remember that song those days we used to sing? Huh? Sa-sala, for a mirror. Remember that person I used to sing? Sorry, for a mirror. Sa-sala, for a mirror. You know, we always see it as great escape. Great escape. But we never see it as entering something. You know how I was convinced? Just 2 days ago, God asked me, what is salvation in Yoruba? He said, this is Igbala. It's not Igba, it's Igbala. You didn't hear that? It's not Igba. It's Agbaye. No. No. We only see Igbaye. No, but Agbaye Kofila. You didn't hear me. You're not just walk by Kula. Sorry for those who don't hear Yoruba. You see, I was thinking, those guys really, really thought about it too. You see, the prodigal son didn't escape the trouble. He came into an inheritance. Salvation is just more than I'm saved from hell and I'm going to get to heaven. No. Salvation is entering God's family. Let's readdress that in our mind. Salvation has package, not just only escape, it has inheritance in it. Am I making some sense? Can I surprise you? The prodigal son came home not because he's going to escape lack of food. He came because the house was better and there was inheritance at home. He was coming back to inheritance of a child. Not just that, he was escaping from hell. He escaped the damnation and the salvation. Am I making some sense? So salvation to him is more than just an experience of living and coming back home. Salvation is everything happening from then forward. Now, Bible says he's able to save us to the outermost. What does that mean? See, that boy, when he came back home, he's just beginning to experience salvation. Second day, when he wakes up on a better bed than the night before when he was sleeping among the pigs. Second day, when he went to the table, he ate better food than when he was eating with the pigs. So he will say, I'm really saved from that damnation. Am I making some sense? So don't see salvation as what can buy it? What buy cool lani? Clap your hands for Jesus. What buy cool lani? So you can't leave the land and leave and take only the buyer. I can't pull you out of water and just hang you there, thinking that you're going to fall back into that place. No, we are not falling back. We are going with our Father and experience the fullness of the house. Can you clap our hands for Jesus? And I want you to see that. You see, I want you to see that. One young lady came to my office. I got her saved. She came from Abeokuta. She was one of the brilliant girls in Abeokuta Grammar School. And one of our coppers in church was talking to her, and she was asking a lot of questions. So that one said, come and meet our reverend on Wednesday. So she will come to my office, we'll sit down. I said, ask me any questions. She's a science person. She asked me all kinds of questions. Finally, one day, she came to a point, she fell on her knees in my office, got saved, and spoke in tongues. Now, her parents are in town, she's going to school now. So she will come, I'll just say, hey, Mayowa, sit down, we'll just talk. So last time she came to me, we had a problem. She was now trying to accommodate this faith she's learning to her parent kind and environmental kind of faith. So she started asking me like this, you know, what does it take? What is the kingdom of God? What does it take to get to heaven? Did you have to be perfect? But Christian, are you sinning? Wow. So this moment, I love it. Just threw myself back and I said, you know, what's the kingdom of God? I said, you know what? Everybody listen to this. I said, the kingdom of God is like this. Heaven is not the kingdom of God. Heaven is the capital city of the kingdom of God. I said, heaven is not the... Come on. Abuja can't be Nigeria. It is too small. Kids are making some noise somewhere. All right. Now, I said, no. I said, you know what? The person who is at Badagry or Sokoto is as much in Nigeria as the person who's in Abuja. Did you hear what I just said? Now, she can go and visit Abuja, but he's in Nigeria as long as he's in the sovereignty of Nigerian territory. Am I making some sense? So I said, heaven is our capital city. We sing it now. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. City of our God, on the mountain of his holiness, beautiful force. So well situated like Abuja. The joy of is Mount Zion, the side of the north. So when you are spiritual realm, head toward the north, you get to the capital city. That's the truth I'm telling you. So that's the capital city. But you cannot claim that you are not a Nigerian until you go to capital city. Then I said this to her about the kingdom. I said, if I say Joe Biden is my president, what will you call me? Not a Nigerian, an American. If I say Tinubu, you say I'm a Nigerian. If I say something else, if I say Putin is my president, you think I'm a Russian. When I say Jesus is my Lord, I'm in the kingdom. Together, just that, I'm part of the kingdom. Then I said this to her. I said, hey, if you are in the family, do you ever worry that you will not go to your father's house? You know, it's the last thing you will think about, not making heaven. You are in the family. Your children won't pray after school hours, say, I hope I will make my father's house. No, you're part of the family. You're already enjoying it here. And you're going to continue. It's not that, am I making some sense this morning? We have come to an inheritance. We have come to an inheritance. Let's go back to verse 4. We have come to an inheritance. And it's big. And it's mighty. We are not just get saved and waiting and watching. And God, please help us so that we can get to heaven. And some G.O. will promise us that if you follow me, I'll take you to heaven. It's not even the road there. Only Jesus is. And he said, in my father's house are many mansions. And we have what? Can you look up, everybody? We have what? A priceless what? Inheritance. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you. Now, this verse is confusing. This verse is confusing. This verse is because you're not a Jew, so you don't understand that. Heaven to a Jew. Heaven to a Jew. Peter is a Jew. Heaven to a Jew is not a place where you go to. Heaven to a Jew is a storehouse of all God's blessings. Do you understand? Heaven to a Jew is not just a place you just go to when you die. Of course you go, but heaven to a Jew, let's go, Malachi 3, you know the verse, let's go and read it. Malachi 3, come and see, Malachi 3, verse 10. Hallelujah. Malachi 3, verse 10 is the tithe verse, but come and see something in that tithe verse. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse so there'll be enough food where? Enough food where? In my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's army, I will open what? The windows of heaven for you. I thought you were going there. Fine. And I will pour out from there a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. So as far as they are concerned, heaven is a place where things are poured out. So just a place where you go. So when we're talking about reserved in heaven for you, don't just mean that when you die, then you go and meet your resources in heaven. You wear your clothes, your shoes, your what else? Huh? No. It's place reserved. See, windows of heaven will be poured out. So, listen to this. I know this is, but this is the truth. To a Jew, the connection between heaven and earth is the temple. What did I just say? What did I say? The connection between heaven. To a Jew, they don't do like church, they're like we do church. The Jew believe that when you enter church, you enter the gate of heaven. Remember Jacob? Had a dream. Remember Jacob had a dream? But he was a pastor. Heaven care. Heaven is not here. Tinubu is here. And dollar going up all the time. The Jews never believed that this heart is sufficient to go on his own. When Adam sins, something got cut off. And except God moves here from his heaven, we are doomed. So the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and had no sorrow. Sorrow came from the garden and Eden and rebellion. But heaven is pouring out his blessing now. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Heaven is pouring out his blessing now. I want you to see that when you come to church, Jacob was sleeping at the middle of the desert. While he was sleeping there, he had a dream. In that dream, he saw a ladder, am I right? Linking up heaven with the earth. And he saw angels going up and down on it. And then, when he woke up, what did he say? Let's go and read it. Genesis 28. Praise God. What I'm saying in essence, we will see it in a minute. When he woke up from that sleep, he screamed that, I don't know that this place, hallelujah, praise God. Are we there? Genesis 28. Let me get the verse. Verse 16. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. This place. And I did not know it. Look at next verse. This, And he was afraid and he said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God." This is what? This is what? Now, can I ask you a question? What's the gate to your house? No, the gate is not your house. The gate is the entrance into your compound. Am I right? The house is inside the land, and then you have a gate to do your territory. Am I correct? Am I correct? So, do you know that when you enter a gate, you enter somebody's compound? Am I right? He's saying this. This house of God is the gate of heaven. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. Do you go to heaven? No, that church, when we gather together, that's the gate. And can I surprise you? We are now the temple of God. And each one of us is an entrance into heaven. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Each one of us is an entrance. Heaven is entering through us. Unbelievers, hell is entering through them. But us, heaven is entering through us. And heaven is marked with love, joy, peace, kindness, all those things. So that's why we should be transporting love here, joy here, peace here. And our home should be filled with the blessings of God. Am I making some sense this morning? See salvation as igbala. Not just agbae, but it's igbala. That's what I mean. Blessings, inheritance with it. Praise God. Agbae, lati lae. Akangbae, akang hange. Praise God. So we are now saved. And we are saved. So all this, once saved, always saved. Doesn't have any sense. It doesn't have any meaning. Are you rescued? Okay, let me give you a very good example of it. Remember house of Israel? Remember house of Israel? When they were in bondage, God came down and said, "I have a land for them." Remember that? I have a land flowing with milk and honey. Right? Right? Now, he said, "Come and go for me and take them out." Taking them out is not the issue. Going somewhere is the issue. Am I making some sense? And where they are going to is a large land. It's a flowing land. It's a beautiful land. Am I right? It's a land with the blessings of heaven. Bible says God's eyes are over it. So the purpose of leaving Egypt, not just to leave Egypt, once saved, always saved. Leaving Egypt once and not leaving Egypt once. No, we are going somewhere. And we must enter the tragedy of Israel. They never fully enter. How many of you get that? The tragedy of Israel is that they left Egypt, but they never really enter. So the issue is not about you have left Egypt, but are you really entering? Now, can I say something to everybody here? Why am I teaching this today? My title is Salvation and Suffering. Write it down. My title is Salvation and Suffering. I just finished saying all this. Are you hearing me? Now, somebody said, if you have inheritance, if things are like that with us, we are saved, we are blessed. Why are we going through this? Why is life difficult like this? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Take your Bible with me. Look at, hallelujah. Look at your Bible. Go to that place we just read. Second, 1 Peter chapter 1, we read verse 5, verse 6. Now please be with me. I need your attention here now. When God said we have inheritance. So 1 Peter 1, verse 5 in New Living Translation. Salvation and suffering. Quickly. I'm waiting for you. New Living Translation. Chapter 1 Peter 1. Okay, it has hung. Okay. Balloon, please help me. Let's go. I hope they are hearing me. Okay, thank you. All right, we're back. And we have, okay, give me verse 4. Let's start from verse 4 so we can go on like that. Now, we have a priceless inheritance and an inheritance that's kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. If God had piled up dollars for us, it's decaying. If Naira is decaying, if his house is decaying, so he put it in a form that cannot decay. Blessings of the Lord, promises of God. But let's keep preaching. Let's keep reading. The next verse. Take a look at next verse. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Now, can you look up everybody here? If you ask a Jew who is leaving Egypt that day after the Passover and is stepping out, you ask him, are you saved? He will say, yes. Are you fully saved? He will say, I'm still going there. Am I making some sense? I'm confusing us now. He will say, no, are you all right? No, he said, I'm not fully all right yet. I'm going to my promised land, right? I'm going to my promised land. I'm going somewhere that God has for me. I'm not left Egypt for nothing. Now, please, can you look up over everybody over here? God promised them the Canaan, but they never entered Canaan first. They left Egypt, and they wound up in the wilderness. How many of you understand that? What is the wilderness? It's the presence of the promise in the midst of hardship. It's the presence of the promise where? You see, that wilderness is the place where you have left, you have not fully entered. And that's where our problem is.
We're supposed to love ourselves, but we're not loving enough. We're supposed to be blessed by God, but we're having problems.
Can I ask you a question? You know, it was like Israel was very angry at God. Let's round them up. You know why Israel was angry at God? They were really angry at God. You know why they're angry at God? Because God said the land flowing with milk and honey, and then you get to the wilderness, you can't even find water to drink. You can't even find food to eat. And God dropped bread with the, what do you call that thing? The thing like honey you put in the bread. Mayonnaise that is like honey. So you eat mayonnaise bread in the morning, mayonnaise bread in the evening. After 1 week, you complain yourself. Can you imagine? You know the meaning of manna? What is it? Is this what God promised? Let's talk about suffering for a few minutes. You are saved. You have inheritance. Why are you going through what you are going through? Let's look at next verse. And that this will bless us as I round up. Next verse. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure what? Can you look up everybody? You have to do what? For a little while. Give us in NKJV this verse. Take a look quickly. I want to put it by themselves. Can you look up everybody? In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been what? So as Christians, we have the joy plus grief. Now, when we get to heaven, there will be no more grief. There will only be pure joy when we enter the fullness of our inheritance. But right now, we are journeying through it. We are going through it. We are experiencing both together. So you are saved. You are born again. See, some of us over here, that's why you're not trusting God fully. That's why you're looking for other ways and other means to get to God. That's why all resources are created with Abela and Kandu and all kinds of things. Looking for a way out of the wilderness. Look at Israel. They asked Moses, give us another God or let's go back to Egypt. Because Egypt is easier. We will not have it, but it's a slave place. So now as Christians, I have the joy of heaven. Heaven is open to me, want to bless me and increase me, but I'm going through some various trials. Now, can you help me ask your neighbor, why is God setting you up like this? why is God making it difficult like this? Why? I mean, for goodness sake, Jesus took my sickness. Why should I be having pains? For Jesus' sake, he said, I meet all my needs and I don't have enough to even balance that budget. What's the purpose of all this? We got grace, we got blessings, we got inheritance, but here we are. But hear me, and hear me well. God designed the wilderness not to make you be deprived of your blessings, but to mature and train you in your faith. Let's look at the next verse after this verse. Quickly give us next verse. That the genuineness, you are going through these trials now, that the genuineness of your faith, give us in NLT from verse 6. Give us in NLT from verse 6. Thank you, quickly. I want you to see this. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead as you are entering your inheritance more and more. Even though you have to endure many trials. Pastor David read a verse this morning. How many of you are around? That we must through much tribulation. How many of you remember the verse? Let's go and read it. Hold this over here. Hold it like that. Let me hold it. Let's go to chapter 14, the book of Acts, verse 22. Pastor David quoted it this morning in Amplified Bible. Let's go there. Trials. Quickly. God has promised you great things in your business. Why are you facing all these sufferings and hardship and struggles? I think it's hang again. Oh, did he hear? Okay, all right. What did I say? Acts 14, 22. You need to get his speaker into the hole there. So now, this is it. Strengthening and establishing the heart of the disciples. Can you read further? Encouraging them to remain firm. Where? In the faith. Why? Say, it is through many tribulations and hardship that we must enter the kingdom of God. If you know geography, Egypt is over here, Canaan is over here, but you have to pass through the wilderness to get there. There's no other way that is easier. Are you hearing me, somebody here? And God designed the wilderness of all that things you are facing you don't like to make something out of you and make your faith brilliant and strong and purposeful. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, please, don't do saccharine joy when you are going through trials. When this pastor says, hallelujah, you are grieved. Are you hearing me? When you lose money investment, you lose money. If you want to cry, cry. Are you hearing me? I mean, if you are having pain and something's going on in your body, you are looking for every medical help, but don't forget the joy. Hallelujah. Don't forget the blessing. Don't forget that Abraham traversed through 25 years of trying to reach his inheritance of Isaac's promise. Are you hearing me? Am I making some sense this morning? Somebody said, how long? Don't worry about that. Just pass the exam. You know the tragedy? House of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness instead of a few months. Don't let your trials wound and delay your journey. You are saved with inheritance, but trials and pain are there. And can I say this? Some of us are not all right. We are saved, like somebody said. God got Israel out of Egypt, but in the wilderness, he had to get Egypt out of Israel. Did you hear that? See, you think you are all right. I wrote one book years ago. You are okay, and I'm okay. No, we are not okay. We things have been tampering with our mind, our culture, our behavior, our lifestyle that need to be helped and strengthened. And God has given us faith to do that in our life. So when we run into troubles and trials, no wonder James said we should be rejoicing. Why? Look at it. Go back to Acts. Go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, right? 5 verse. No country becomes better not going through trials. And no individual either. Even though, look, give us NLT, okay. Even though you have to endure. Next verse, quickly. This trial will show that your faith is what? I believe this. Every trial should drive you toward your inheritance. Praise God, somebody. Not to quit on it. Because we have great expectation. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Did you hear that? Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith, let me hear your voice, everybody. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed. I believe this. At rapture, when Jesus comes through the sky, we'll be at different levels of degree of faith. I believe that some of us will get serious commendation. Whoa, you are welcome because you have put your faith to work. You have developed it through tests and trials. When you lost your husband, when you lost your money, when you lost your business, how you stood, how you put yourself down. When things don't work out, you work it out by faith and you stay there. Christ will say, arise, O compatriot. Now they won't sing that one. They have everyone's only sing. You saw the stars you get from your scars. because your faith has been developed. So let's close like this. James, let me go to James, borrow from my wife. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 2. Let's close like this. So we are preparing ourselves for our inheritance. Nobody, right by you, you have, what's your first time? What's the age? Okay. Do you give your car to 7 years old? She owns everything, right? She owns everything. But you don't turn the car key to her. Why? She has to mature. She has to grow. Now, we have this vast inheritance. God has to mature us. Tell your neighbor, you're going through maturing. Give us a message Bible. Let's round up. My time is up. You sing. Give us a message Bible. Consider it what? My friend doesn't like that. Friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides, you got inheritance, you got saved, you have escaped the power of the devil, you are entering your inheritance, and then say, can't they share gifts? Those who made it through the wilderness, Joshua and Caleb, you know what they said? When they saw the giants and saw the wall, they said, wow, let's go take it at once. God has given, they are bread for us. The other one says, no, they are like giants and we are grasshoppers. Tell your neighbor, all your troubles are small compared to what God has for you. One more time, tell somebody beside you, all your troubles are small compared to family, financial, emotional, physical. They're small. So next verse, quickly, all side. Next verse. So you know that under pressure, what happened to your faith life? Your faith life is forced into the open. You know how you have been praying better now these days because of what you are going through. You know how you've been taking your Bible now, how you've been doing that. Something's happening to you that is more than. Hallelujah. Your faith life is forced into the open. And so is what? Now, forgive me. I watch Cartoon Network when my children was there. I miss them because they've all gone. And if I try and sneak, my wife will say, grandpa. But then I will say, I'm watching it with them. I love like Ben 10. You know Ben 10? You know? Scooby-Doo, you know. You know, I love it because it helped me escape reality. You know, I see Ben 10, small like that. And something happens, you just put that together. For me, that's my faith. Praise God. Put my faith in God. Something explodes. All things are possible to him that believes. Praise the Lord. So, I don't do faith easily. How many of you do faith easily? I don't do faith easily. When I need to pay more money, I'm thinking, where can I get it first? Where can I go and say, God, Jesus, please help me? You know, I don't know about you. I don't pray first, usually. But I'm getting older now. I'm praying first. In my younger days, if my daughter is traveling or something, hey, be careful. Oh, I'm going to train like a call. Lohan for that now. And then, when you don't get everybody phone, 5 minutes, now I'm running to say, Father, they are in your hands. I'm not their father, actually, you are their heavenly father, so take care of them. Huh? Learning to depend more on faith. Finally, next verse, quickly, let's round up. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Don't cheat in this exam. Could you help a Lord your Waju? Let it do its work so you become mature, well-developed, not deficient in any way. How many of you want to be like that? I want to be like that. Mature, well-developed, that's why your husband doesn't look like you, sound like you, make life difficult for you sometimes. That's why your friends and your colleagues, so that all that together can mature us. Tell your neighbor beside you, whatever you are facing, it's an exam for you. I pray you pass it in Jesus' name. Christ told this same Peter, say, Peter! No, they call him Peter. They call him Simon. When they call him Simon, there's trouble. Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. But I pray that your faith will not fail. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, thank you. Help me to bring out my faith in every situation. My confidence in you, my assurance in your power. Is it job, career, life, health? Your faith is all rounder. Your faith is all comprehensive. Your faith is your link to your inheritance. Your faith is your link to your inheritance. Just say, Lord, thank you for this faith I have in you. It's like our priceless treasure, our priceless faith. Say, Lord, thank you that I will not treat my faith in a very shallow way and shabby way. Thank you because every trial is making my faith precious. and I give you glory and I give you honor. Oh, hallelujah. Can you pray for that person next to you and say, Father, I pray that in all the struggles and challenges, his faith, our faith will not fail. Can you pray for that person next to you there? Just pray for the Lord that his faith will grow through it. The woman of the issue of blood came to the point of using her faith. Jairus came to the point of using his faith. The blind man, Bartimaeus, came to the point of using his faith. That his faith will stand out and will be proved genuine, and he will receive glory and honor and praise from what he did or what he does with his faith or what he does with our faith. Thank you for my faith. Thank you. Oh, glory be to Jesus for our faith. Thank you, because it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger all the way. We bless you, Lord. Let's lift our hands and bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, cut it all joy. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I rejoice this morning in spite of all that's going on economically, career-wise, health-wise. I give you glory that you are making something out of my life. And my inheritance is secure in you. It cannot decay. It's always there. Thank you, because as I get older, my faith is getting stronger. I give you glory, Father. And test and trials, I serve you a notice. I will not quit my faith. I will not cast away my confidence. It has great reward. I keep on holding family to God, no matter what I see or I hear or I feel. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Our dear Father, I've said what I could say, but your spirit knows how to make this better to us personally, privately, and individually. I'm asking that you will illuminate our mind more about this in Jesus' name. Show us in our personal own issues how to apply this. How to know that we have inheritance in you. No matter our struggles in marriage or finance now, to know that we have great inheritance of great home and great finance of our lives. Your blessings are all over us. Help us to see that blessing. Not just to see the army surrounding us, because they are more with us, more than this that are with them. We give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give our offering? Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Choir, let's sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Big God, grace. 1, 2, 3. Grace for my left, grace for my right, grace for my I've got grace. Grace for my down, grace for my front, grace for my back. I've got grace, grace for my head, grace for my chest, grace for my leg. I've got grace, grace for my head, grace for my hand, grace for my life. Grace to ease a charming sound, harmonious to the ears. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Saved by grace alone, this is all my plea. Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for me. Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for me. Grace for my left, grace for my right, grace for my help. I've got grace for my down, grace for my front, grace for my back. I've got grace for my head, grace for my chest, grace for my life. I've got grace for my head, grace for my heart, grace for my life. Ah, glory of flesh and ah, glory of flesh and rare, ah, glory of flesh and ekun rare ni ah. Ore ofe o aduni leti wa gongo Baharu call aye
yo popeli
kini bekale
o re afesha bekale mi Jesu kufu araye oku
kini bekale ya ore ofesha ore ofeni
ore ofesha
ore ofeni
ore ofesha
ore ofeni
ore ofesha
ore ofelo ko oru kami loru lo fi mi fu ota kuto toka iya mi je ore ofe ore ofe
sha
this is ibekele mi Jesu ku fun araye oku fu mi pa ore ofe Fesha ni bekele mi Jesu kufu araye oku fu mi pelu.
Grace for my heart, grace for my soul, grace for my spirit. Hallelujah. I was telling my that sound like grandma and grandchildren. Grace for my heart, grace for my leg. Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. Bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me say it like this. That's just wonderful. Salvation grace. I was talking about this morning. To us, it's called grace. To the Jews, it's called blessing. Grace has come. Praise God. Heaven is pouring out grace. Am I right? Grace is, I like it in Yoruba, Oriofe. That means double gift. Blessings coming our way. Hallelujah. Before my wife will make an announcement, I just want to appreciate us for our last line of inverter that I announced about the money, and we started giving money and we're having some extra, and I told somebody, let me return the money to you. He said, no, I've already given it. I gave first in first service. So let's clap our hands for Jesus. We got the battery and everything done, and this is our third Sunday using no generator at all, no diesel at all, all through the three services. This is our third Sunday. We finally overcame this. Hallelujah. 3 Sundays ago. So thank you so much for all the assistance to make things just easier for us. This is just going crazy. It's about 1,000+. Now to do one, that joint service we did was about 110K for this alone. But I just said that the lesson, we still enjoy ourselves once in a while. We just buy this. For one joint service, then we come back again to our normal. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Sasama.
Praise God. I want to say thank you too for giving summations. Last Friday, we said every communion day, which is the first Friday of the month, to also give offering, especially for missionaries all over. Thank you for those who give continuously every month. We pray that God will reward you and keep rewarding you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tomorrow is Professor Ade's birthday, and we just want to say happy birthday. Congratulations. Many more fruitful years. Let's appreciate him.
Please come. These are my men. Praise God. I was reading about when Absalom attacked his father. And then Ahithophel said, be careful. Your father's men are something else. These are my men. Prof, put on them with my wife. Let's clap our hands to Jesus for them. Thank you. Prof is not getting old either. You're looking. This way, I want to thank God for your life. So I want us to just sing for him. Can we sing, happy birthday to you?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I couldn't imagine a life as a pastor without you. I just couldn't imagine that. I thank God that God made our path to cross. And thank you, Prof, for being his friend to bring him to church. We really appreciate all that. Thank you so much, Prof. That's your local, local. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Let's rise up. It's 9 o'clock and go. We have this program coming up for singles. If you have anyone that you want to invite, yes. Valentine's Singles Forum, What's Love Got to Do with It? It's coming up next Sunday. Please, ushers, help me. If you have any single person around you that you want to invite, please give this to them. And on the 18th of this month, that's February 18th, 2 weeks' time, that will be the first meeting of Excellent Ladies Network. That's a forum for all the women in church, 16 years and above. We're coming together on the 18th by 5 p.m. It's going to be our first meeting together to address, you know, ourselves, God addressing us and speaking to us and setting us up for the year. Hallelujah. Is anybody here for the first time? If today is your first time in this service, we want to appreciate you. Can you just kindly lift up your hands for us to recognize you? Praise God. 2 weeks' time will be a day for birthday celebration for all those who were born in the month of February. So please, everybody, including Prof, 2 weeks' time, cake cutting and a celebration. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all through this week, all through this month, and shall bless you, shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. See you on Tuesday. And if you can't come, Royal please partners. Join online.
Royal Partners, are you having your meeting today?
Royal Partners, yes. Okay, has a meeting building. Today.
There. All right. Thank you.
Praise God.